Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, February 14th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has become the first sitting cabinet official in history to be impeached. In a largely party-line vote, the House impeached Mayorkas for what Republican lawmakers said was his refusal to enforce immigration laws. Mayorkas called that allegation false, and bipartisan critics of the effort said the charges against him amounted to policy disagreements or performance failings, but not impeachable crimes. The border has become a central concern for Congress and for President Biden as arrests of migrants hit records in recent months. However, new figures for January are showing a sharp drop in illegal crossings after Mexico stepped up enforcement of those passing through its territory at the behest of the Biden administration. According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, arrests in January were down 50% from December's record, though an uptick in migrants traversing a stretch of Central America suggests that the decline could be short-lived. Shares of ride-hailing company Lyft soared over 60% in after-hours trading after a typo in its earnings release accidentally added an extra zero to a key profitability metric. Lyft's release said one of its profit margins was expected to expand by 500 basis points in 2024. However, the company's chief financial officer later clarified on a call with analysts that the margin was only expected to expand by 50 basis points. A Lyft spokeswoman described the mistake as a clerical error and said that the company worked to clarify it as soon as possible. Most stock markets in Asia have ended the day lower following yesterday's sell-off in the U.S., with Hong Kong the only outlier, and markets in mainland China still shut for the Lunar New Year. European stocks are gaining, though, with U.S. stock futures also pointing to a higher open. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.